Sanderson, St. Helena, California, March 3, 1909. Dr. Sanderson, Berkeley, California. Dear brother, as a people, we have a special work to do. We have a representation to make before the world that will reveal conformity to the will of God. Every truly converted soul will bear in mind that before the world and angels and men, he is to make manifest the attributes revealed in the character of Christ. Moses prayed to God, saying, "Show me thy glory." And the Lord said to him, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." Exodus 33, verse 18-19, 34, 6, 7. In this representation, the Lord desired to teach the lesson that he requires in his people: purity of character, holiness of life. He desires to see revealed in them toward each other the attributes of mercy and loving kindness and long suffering, that his people may demonstrate that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. The Lord is ready to manifest himself to us if our hearts are seeking and serving him. It is ever his desire to impart the richest blessings to those who serve him with a pure heart. Christ will be our teacher if we will open our hearts to his instruction and obey his voice. We are to remember that we are doing the last work in this earth's history, a work whose influence will be felt through all eternity. The judgments of God are hanging over our cities. I am instructed to speak words to our people that will give them courage to do diligently the work that shall come to them in their day of opportunity. I have been shown that Elder Rice and his wife should be cautious in their movements. The treatment they have received has been of a character to cause them to lose confidence in humanity. If they are obedient to the will of the Lord, he will make their work prosperous, because they have tried to follow on to know the Lord and to teach the truth to others, laboring in the highways and the byways. It pays to believe the truth and to search for souls, laboring for them as those that must give account. Sacred Bible truth lived and practiced will cause the workers to be respected. The glory of the Lord will go before them, and his righteousness will be their rearward. I am instructed to say to those who are faithfully heeding the words that God is sending them, all those who follow on in obedience unto perfection of character, until the last conflict between Christ and the enemy of truth has been fought, will have truth so manifest in their lives that they will stand before the world, a kingdom of priests unto God. That people who will determine to serve God in righteousness, he will make a special people unto himself. To Israel, God said, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. He promised them that if they would keep his covenant, they should be blessed above all people. And the Lord is calling at this time for a people whom he can bless above all people. He will be faithful to his covenant. He declares, "The Lord hath avouched thee to be a peculiar people unto himself, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken." Deuteronomy 26, verse 18-19. Years ago, the Lord gave me special light in regard to the erection of houses of worship and the establishment of health institutions. These institutions are to be conducted on Bible principles as the Lord's instrumentalities, that they may be effective agencies in giving the light to the world. His name is to be honored. It is His plan that the institutions established for the relief of the sick and suffering shall become, through scientific ability, a moral and spiritual power in the land, faithful sentinels of reform, and a blessing to all who patronize them. By means of these agencies, the Lord would educate men and women in principles of healthful living and away from habits of selfish indulgence that are an injury to the whole being, body, soul, and spirit. All should respect the principles for which these institutions stand, and should regard the institutions themselves as instrumentalities of heaven for the conversion of souls.
The Lord has instructed us that all our sanitariums are to be conducted not as if the success of the work done were due to the skill of the physicians, but because of the divine power connected with the physician. The great healer is to be magnified. It is to be represented that the favor of God is on the institution because the principles of health reform are respected, and because Christ is acknowledged as the chief physician. Our sanitariums have in the past, and will continue to be, if rightly conducted, a means of blessing and uplifting to humanity. If the truth is rightly represented, those who patronize our sanitariums will learn much regarding its principles, and many will be converted. These institutions have been represented to me as beacon lights, showing forth the truth as it is in Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the great minister of healing, and His presence in our institutions has been a savor of life unto life. Christ came to the world as the great physician of mankind. Our sanitariums, wherever they are established, should be made educational forces. The Lord would be pleased to have you, with chosen helpers, build up your work to do a more special work in religious lines. Wonderful has been the working out of God's plan in the establishment of so many health institutions. Intemperance of every kind is taking the world captive, and those who are true educators at this time, those who instruct along the lines of self-denial and self-sacrifice, will have their reward. Now is our time. Now is our opportunity to do a blessed work. Let us strengthen one another in the right way. Let us guard our speech, and let all our powers become so many consecrated agencies for the spread of the message of truth. I will dwell no more on this point, but I speak as one whom the Lord has instructed. Our people need to practice self-denial in the matter of appetite, for by wrong habits of eating, many are shortening their years upon the earth, years which should be spent in doing diligent service for God. Our time is precious. Our words should be guarded. Let us speak no words that will produce unholy, unhappy feelings. We are to do our work in the world with diligence and faithfulness. It is the Lord's will that you should exert a wide influence for good. Have you resolved to be a decided Christian? Then fail not, nor be discouraged. Let your work have an uplifting influence, that you may be a laborer together with God. The Lord would have us all glorify His name. Last night, a heavy burden rested upon me in regard to the great work that is to be done. It is a work that calls for the exercise of all the capabilities that men possess. Will you not exercise your capabilities in a way that will bring you into perfect union with Jesus Christ? As parents and teachers, we are to cooperate with the divine teacher. We are to labor to restore to men and women the sense of moral obligation which has been lost. Let every parent now cooperate with the divine plan, and thus become laborers together with God. All our varied capabilities belong to God. He has bought us by the gift of His only begotten Son, and those who have a sense of their obligation to God will cooperate with the divine purpose. Those who carry responsibilities in this work of giving the third angel's message to the world are to show a determined purpose to advance the work of God. Heart and soul and voice are to be consecrated to Him, that they may reach the highest degree of excellence, a likeness to the character of God. Every faculty, every attribute with which the Lord has endowed us is to be employed for the uplifting of our fellow men. If we will do our best, working with unselfish spirit, the Lord will accept our service.